Black Lives Matter and other movements have probably condemned the violence that erupted and that resulted in the killing of cops. These people, these shooters, are not being endorsed by the abundance of people who are protesting because they want a police that is neutral from racism, that they want Black lives to stop being victimized by law enforcement, which we have seen a lot happen for a while, and that has been well documented. So to jump from having these people be condemned and blame Obama for police killings, it's just rich.
You know, what is troubling for me, you know, obviously this whole thing about blaming President Obama for the deaths is just completely el bizarro. I mean, it's not even in this universe, much less anything else that's rational and truthful. But the long and short of this is the president has been supportive. The president, but we as a nation have been resistant. Congress has been resistant. States have been resistant to what needs to be done. And that's what the unions are asking for. They're asking for more and better training. The communities are asking for psychological background, emotional stability, you know, background checks. They're asking for the same things that we do with our military. They're not asking for cops to be paid $8.50 an hour part-time with no benefits. But that's what the communities are asking for. So,
absolutely.
You know,
and it's also very one-dimensional to paint President Obama's remarks as being anti-cop, because you can at the same time care about the lives of slain cops and ask for a cease of all violence, and at the same time, you know, want for reforms to be done, for more training to happen, for more accountability to happen in the streets. You can have believe both things at the same time, and wanting more accountability does not mean anti-cop sentiment.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that is exactly what the president was talking about.
And that is another thing they need to stop smearing movements that are asking for accountability and that are asking for Black victims to stop being victimized by law enforcement. They need to stop painting them as anti-cop. They are anti-violence, and they deserve to be heard, and they do not deserve to be painted with the wide brush of being compared or being held responsible for the killings of people that are not part of their organizations or part of their protests.
Absolutely. Christina, anything else about this that we should be aware of?
Well, we have been documenting this narrative for a while, so I would invite everyone to check out MediaMatters.org, where we are keeping track of everything that Right Wing Media has been saying and all the misinformation that has been used to smear the precedent and Black Lives Matter movement around this issue.
There you go. Christina, we always appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to talking again soon. How do we find out more about you? How do we find out more about you and Media Matters?
Media Matters, you can find it at MediaMatters.org, and you can find more about the work that we do on Twitter, on my Twitter. I am at Chris Lopez G.
There you go. And if you include us at The Union Edge, we appreciate that, and we'll retweet that for you. Meantime,
thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.